Blog Talk Radio.
It's just another day.
Morning, everybody, everywhere. This is the day that the Lord has made, and let us rejoice and certainly be glad in it. Fall or autumn is really on its way, so let's just get busy and accept the rotation that God has given us. And this is not the first autumn, depending on how old you are. This comes around every year, so don't be shocked and be surprised. But this morning, as we think about faith, I want to talk just a little bit about faith. And I know everybody's got faith. Everybody has faith. Matter of fact, when you go in your house or when you go in church, and you just go in and you just immediately sit down, you don't investigate and try to check out whether the seat gonna hold you up or anything like that. You already have faith that thing is going to do that. And you'd be surprised how we exercise faith all day long and don't even know it. Most time we put faith in religion, like it's got to be a Holy Ghost kind of thing, or it's got to be a Jesus, God, and Christ kind of thing. But you'd be surprised how we believe in faith all day long. When you get up in the morning, you dress yourself and you get ready to go get in your car. Most of the time you just get in because you got confidence that thing is going to start and you're going on down the road. And so we use faith in a lot of ways, but I want to mention just a couple of passages this morning and ideas about this thing they call faith. In Hebrews chapter 11, he says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is rewarder of them that diligently seek him." I'm surprised at those who don't believe in God, who don't believe in Jesus Christ, who don't believe in the Holy Spirit, who don't believe in this religious thing, thinking that they can go through life getting everything that they want. And they've been deceived by that. And why do I say that they've been deceived by that? It's because the Bible says that God makes the sun to shine on the just and the unjust. And so they got it twisted there. Just because they are accomplishing some things, because they have been able to buy some things, they think the Lord is really with them. But one thing that they really miss, like David said, my next door neighbors, they got boats and they got scooters and they got a swimming pool and everything. And I'm over here on the other side struggling because I don't want to become vain. I don't want to buy up a lot of things and let it ruin my life. But then David said, you know what? I had to stop and think for just a minute. Yeah, my neighbors, they seem to have everything. They've got they keep it up with the Joneses, and they got the big house, and it just seemed like the things are going. The pandemic didn't hit them hardly at all. Matter of fact, it seemed like they got richer during the pandemic. What's up with that? And then David said, "Hold up." He's like, "David, step back and look at this thing." And David says, I was confused by their prosperity, but then when I went into the sanctuary, then I understood their end. It's appointed once until man to die, and after that comes judgment, and you can't take it with you. You got to have faith. You got to have faith to die. These people cannot afford to die. They can afford everything. They can afford a car, afford a boat. They can afford anything, but they can't afford to die. If you have not been baptized for the remission of your sins, Jesus said, "Where I am, you cannot come." That's the bottom line. In Hebrews chapter 11 and verses 1, and that was verse number 6, it is the faith chapter. In verse number 4, he said, "By faith Abel." Verse 5, "By faith Enoch." Verse 7, "By faith Noah." Abraham. And it continues to go on. It is filled with nothing but faith. But then some of you, many of us, we have faith. But don't forget, don't leave the devil out of this thing. The devil's got some part in this. And you hate to call your friend, you hate to call your mama, your daddy, your sisters, your brothers, and people in church. You hate to call them devils. But when you look at some of their actions and some of their ways, That's the bottom line. That's the only thing that it could be. It's got to be Satan working through your friends and working through your relatives and working through your coworkers at work. Why is it that you have hell every time you go to work? What's up with that? And why can't your supervisors do anything about that? Why do you always have to go in the office and talk about Sally Sue doing this and that? We used to have a man at the Union Carbide when I used to work, when I worked for the federal government. I was a security guard, and we'd go on patrol, and we'd ride around pretty much all day in the cars and do some very things. When you get out of the car, you should go on the inside. This guy, when he goes around on patrol and ride the car, when he cuts the car off, he leaves the siren and all that stuff on. So when you get in the car, you ain't got no idea. You turn the key, and here goes the lights, the sirens. He would just laugh. He thought that was the funniest thing in the world. I thought it was the stupidest thing in the world to do. he'd be on the inside, and of course you could hear it, woo, 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 woo. He just said, why can't you go to your supervisor and get that kind of stuff straight? It's because Satan is involved. Here in the book of Luke 8:11, he said, now the parable is this, the seed is the word of God. Those by the wayside are they that hear, listen, then cometh the devil and taketh away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. Most of this, all of this foolishness that's going on in the church, gossip, sowing discord among the brethren, your closest friends, it's all involved in what Satan is doing. Don't discount that. Don't discount, well, that's just the way Lucy is. Well, you know, Jesse, he's always been that way. They don't always have to stay that way. Somebody's not blowing the whistle, so to speak, especially in the church. I've known churches, boy, they just so small. Why are they so small? It's because of the preacher. That's the lie. It's because of the members. The preacher moves on. The members stay. The next preacher comes, and the situation stayed the same. Duh, look what's going on. You've had six preachers, and you telling me that all six preachers was bad? All six preachers had some problems? Wake up, church. Wake up, church. The preachers keep leaving the trouble behind, which is your members, your brothers and your sisters, and the people that you associate with every day. And so when Miss Sally Sue says something out of the way, instead of you correcting her, instead of you making her accountable for her actions and her conduct, you dismiss it by saying, well, you know, that's just Lucy. And then next thing you know, the preachers leave, and then here comes a new one in, and next thing you know, we got the same problem. Quit looking always at the preacher. Look at your foolish members, your core. Faith. There are degrees of faith. Oh, you got some faith, but there's some degrees of faith. In Matthew 8:26, the Bible says, O ye of little faith. In Matthew 8:10, he says, I have found no greater faith. In Romans 14:1, he says, you have a weak faith. You still got faith, but it's some degrees of it. In Romans 4:20, he says, you have a strong faith. And then unfortunately, in James 2:26, he says, you've got a dead faith. If God has promised salvation outside of the church, why did Christ die for the church? That's the whole question on the floor. Is if God has promised salvation outside of the church, then why did Christ die for the church? Oh, you was baptized, but you may have been baptized when you was 12 years old and didn't know what you was doing. Or they told you to say the sinner's prayer and that God will come into your hearts and you'd be saved. Or that told you about the Roman passages. Roman passages, if you believe in the Lord, thou shalt be saved. And well, that passage don't mention nothing about baptism or nothing. That's a, read your Bibles, people. Read your Bibles. Jesus said, if you die in your sins, where I am, you cannot come. Ask, seek, and knock. In Matthew 7:7-8, ask, and it shall be given unto you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and him that knocketh, it shall be opened unto you. One of the songs that I remember when I was a child, and I've never forgot the song. Remember now, you have some faith. Most of you have some faith now. Most of you have some. On Sunday morning, you got some faith, but you ain't got enough faith to get up out of bed and go to church. You got faith in God, but you ain't got enough faith to get up and go to Bible study. Matter of fact, the pandemic has put most of us in our homes on Sundays. You ain't even got enough faith to get up out of the bed, put some clothes on. You're still in your night clothes, your shoes and everything. You ain't even got enough faith to get down and put your regular clothes on so that you can worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. That's what this faith is all about. You don't have a moving faith. You don't have a moving faith at all. What church is attend? I just don't know. I just don't feel like it. Oh, do you love God? Yes. Do you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God? Yes. Why ain't you moving then? Why hasn't that motivated you to move forward, to be in worship? As a matter of fact, if church set worship at 10 o'clock, I can't understand why you ain't there at 10 o'clock. Why are you there at 10:15, 10:30? The beautiful song that we used to sing, we've come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord, trusting in his holy word. He's never failed me yet. Oh, can't turn around. We've come this far by faith. Don't be discouraged with trouble in your life. He'll bear your burdens and move all misery and strife. That's why we say that we've come this far by faith. Just the other day, I heard a man say that he didn't believe God's word. But I can say God has made a way, and he's never failed me yet. We've come this far by faith. Most of you didn't even know that that song had verses to it, but I've sung it ever since I was a child, that we've come this far by faith. And that very first verse says, don't be discouraged with trouble in your life. He'll bear your burdens, and he'll move all misery and strife. Just the other day, I heard a man say that he didn't believe God's word, but I can say that God has made a way, and he's never failed me yet. Jesus loved you. He died for you, and he's coming again. And, of course, this is brought to you this morning about the Central Church of Christ located in Smyrna, Georgia. Father, thank you, thank you, thank you for this day. We give you the honor, the glory, and the praise. Be with us up and down these dangerous highways. Be with those who are in the hospice, those who are caretakers. Bless us as we go through our eye surgeries and as we go through our knee surgeries. And bless us not only to have faith, but have a moving faith. Move in faith. Jesus loved you. He died for you, and he's coming again, and try to have a super duper week.